WJTL Steve Taylor, Meltdown of Madame Tussauds. He was playing in E-Town College back in the day, and we ran a contest here on WJTL where you could win your way to be in the Steve Taylor video of Meltdown, and we filmed it that night just before the concert. It was a lot of fun. Good morning. You're listening to a Throwback Thursday, iconic songs of the 80s and 90s. 719, Karina and Fred with you.
And weather-wise, these clouds this morning will turn to partly sunny skies by the afternoon. Breezy today with a high of 64. Tonight, cloudy skies with a low of 40. Tomorrow, Friday, is looking partly cloudy, high 62. Saturday, high 59, mostly cloudy. Sunday, high 59 as well, mostly sunny throughout the day. Right now, across the listening area, we're sitting at 50 degrees.
Our very special guest, our friend Doug Myers here. Doug, today talking about Lancaster National Day of Prayer. Good morning again, Doug.
Yes, good morning.
Big year, 75th year for the National Day of Prayer, 250th year for America. And I know one thing you really want to talk about is how the United States and the beginning of our country was really founded on prayer.
Yeah, it was. And this is such a unique year to be able to celebrate the National Day of Prayer because it's our 250th anniversary of our country. And it's just so fascinating when you look at the history and some of the writings of what took place during 1774, 1776, even all the way up to 1787, during those pivotal moments of our history when the First Continental Congress met in 1774, all the way up to the convention that took place when our founding documents were put into place. And how prayer was such an important part of that. When the delegates met in 1774 from 12 of the 13 colonies, they were a disparate group of men who their different religions, different church backgrounds, some were Quakers, some were from the Church of England, and they didn't always like each other very much in their religious beliefs, and that they brought all these different factions of what they wanted to do and accomplish as a country. But one of them stood up and said, "Let's begin by prayer tomorrow morning."
Wow.
And they did. And this is what John Adams wrote to his wife afterward. "It was enough to melt a heart of stone. I saw tears gush into the eyes of the old, grave Pacific Quakers of Philadelphia." And that's just a moment to think about how when these men came together and they were trying to figure out how to found this country, they got stuck at various times through those years, and prayer was such an instrumental part in getting them past the things they could not agree on to a place of agreement.
Wow.
And it's just a powerful reminder of how prayer can move nations and churches and our own lives. One of the things that happened in those years is that this comes from a book that Stephen Flick wrote, that from 1775 to 1784, the Congresses of the United States issued 16 separate spiritual proclamations calling Americans to humble themselves, fast, pray, and give thanks to God.
That's awesome.
What a reminder for us that we need to pray.
Yeah. And we're looking to do that same thing next week right here at the Junction Center.
Yeah, that's right. We are gathering next week, May 7th, 6:15. We'll begin here at the Junction Center here at Landis Hall. We'll conclude by 8:15. Amy Fenimore will lead us in our choir, with her choir, as we gather to worship. Freeman Chikara will bring a message from God's Word, and then we will pray together as he leads us through our seven pillars of prayer. And we just look for a time when we can gather as a community to bring our requests to the Lord. And we invite all of you to come and join and be with us. No tickets necessary, no sign up, just come. And we'd love to have you join us as we pray.
And it's happening right here at the Junction Center. People can find out more at lancasterndp.com. If they can't make it, there are other events going on throughout our other communities.
There are. We have got events all throughout our county, from East Earl to in New Holland and Elizabethtown and Reamstown to Quarryville, and there's all kinds of locations in between. If you go to lancasterndp.com, you'll find out where they are and what times they meet.
Doug, you've been a part of the Lancaster National Day of Prayer for a long time. What do you love about it? What are you looking forward to for next week?
Yeah, I think what I love most is watching people pray together. Because when the body of Christ gathers together and they bring their praises and their requests, and also it's a time of repentance as well, that's all part of prayer, the Lord does something within our own hearts, but also within our community and within our country.
Yeah.
The Lord wants us to seek Him. And when we gather together outside of a church setting of your own church that you're a part of, and we do it as a community, something special happens. That's what I'm looking forward to next week.
Yeah, just like John Adams talked about those hearts melting and those hearts
exactly
changing,
right.
We're looking forward to that same
exactly
thing happening. Right. We invite you out to the Lancaster National Day of Prayer. It's next Thursday night right here at the Junction Center, lancasterndp.com, for all the details. Doug, we love it when you stop by. Yeah. Thank you so
Thank
much
you.
For coming.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, God's blessing on you. Back to the music we go from 1993. Here's Twyla Paris, God is in Control. Throwback Thursday on WJTL. Good morning.